The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Chief Chamuka applauds the passage of Bill 7, a Constitutional Amendment Act.
And still within your headlines, Caritas Zambia positioning for the 2026 general elections.
Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger launch Sahel Regional Force.
And in sports news, Morocco opens AFCON 2025 with a 2-0 win over stubborn Comoros.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekinah Sakala.
Chief Chamuka of Lenja people of Tisamba District has welcomed the new Constitutional Amendment Act No. 7 of 2025, which was signed into law by President Hakainde Hichilema last week, claiming that the new supreme law will spark massive developments throughout the country. Speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony for the Tisamba solar energy plant in his area, the traditional leader predicted unprecedented development activities as a result of the increased number of constituencies caused by the limitation which the new act will affect. As a result, Chief Chamuka has urged the people of his chiefdom to prepare for massive infrastructure development, which he believes will result in increased demand for energy. He underscored the need for the local people to support President Hichilema and his government in his quest to diversify electricity generation in the country. In the meantime, the traditional leader reaffirmed his commitment to advancing the country's energy mix by ensuring that other traditional leaders across Zambia give the government lands to build the solar energy plants. Chief Chamuka has since urged his colleagues to provide the solar project with government land.
So we are going to see a lot of infrastructure development coming, and this is going to engineer a lot of demand as far as the we are supposed to rally behind our visionary leader, our president, in repositioning ourselves to ensure that the energy is made available to meet the projected energy demand. Remember last time in June, when we were officially launching the first phase of the 100 megawatts of solar, I made a challenging call to all our Royal Highnesses in the country to make available land to government so that we can have more of such projects. I'm glad to watch on TV, to listen to the radios, even to see more Royal Highnesses even making calls, asking me the methodology which I use to ensure that this project is working.
Within a separate development, Caritas Zambia executive Father Gabriel Mapulanga says the organization, which is sponsored by the Catholic Church, is preparing for the 2026 general election. Father Mapulanga told Parafim News that Caritas Zambia will revitalize democracy and governance, as well as justice and peace committees at the grassroots, in order to effectively monitor and educate voters during the 2026 election. Meanwhile, he praised the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, for its efforts in voter registration, but noted that the commission could have done better.
As Caritas Zambia, we are positioning ourselves for this. As usual, we always do that. With Caritas, we will do it in 2 ways. Because we have 2 programs that do the monitoring, voter education, and everything that is connected to that. At Caritas, we have a program called governance, democracy and governance. And that's where we do voter education and also voter monitoring. As you know, the Catholic Church is spread throughout Zambia, and we have justice and peace committees in the parishes where the Catholic Church exists. So through Caritas Zambia, we revitalize the justice and peace committees, and then we do the monitoring of election and also voter education. I don't know if you know that Caritas Zambia is also a secretariat for CCMG, which is
government has reiterated its commitment to addressing environmental and disaster-related challenges in Mombwa District, Central Province, with a focus on mitigating the impact of mining activities, deforestation and climate-induced hazards. District Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit Coordinator President Mwemba stated that Mombwa is facing a range of disasters, including toxic waste from mining operations, deforestation resulting from charcoal production and water contamination that has led to livestock deaths and fish mortality. She noted that the district has experienced a surge in the open pit mining and forest clearing, which contributes to rising temperatures, erratic rainfall and increased vulnerability to floods and drought. Ms. Mwemba highlighted that the government, in collaboration with stakeholders such as the Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, We Effect and Child Fund, has intensified community-based disaster risk management, CBDRM, training to build local resilience and promote hazard mapping in vulnerable areas. She added that functional satellite disaster committees are active across Mombwa, equipped with knowledge and tools to identify disaster hotspots, coordinate early warning systems, and engage stakeholders in proactive risk reduction. Ms. Mwemba also recalled the 2020 to 2021 floods in Menengo area, where the government provided land, iron sheets and cement to relocate affected families, although some residents later returned to flood-prone zones. She emphasized the importance of shifting from reactive to preventive disaster management, encouraging communities to report early warning signs such as structural cracks and to embrace coordinated planning.
So what we've done, we've started doing training. This year, we've done a lot of training with the help of CEJ and We Effect, DWA and Child Fund, where we've been sensitizing people on CBDR, that's community-based disaster risk management. So we've been telling them the process, the cycle of disaster, because there's a pre-phase of a disaster, then there's a during and there's post. So we try by all means to educate people on the phase of disaster and making sure that they understand why they should leave. And in the one of the areas we trained, we went ahead to tell them to come up with the hazard mapping, where themselves were able to identify their hotspots in the particular areas. So to answer my MP there, if we do have satellite committees which are functional, yes. In Mombwa District, I'm able to say that we have functional satellite committees who are actually, even if you had to come to my district today in my office, you'll be able to find the hazard mapping, and they know their function, what they're supposed to do.
This came to light during a dialogue on environmental rights organized by the Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, with support from Norwegian Church Aid and Danish Church Aid through their joint country program. The high-level engagement on environmental rights advocacy attracted members of parliament, government officials, traditional leaders and civil society partners, private sector representatives and community environmental monitors.
And elsewhere, over 500 artisanal miners have been formally graduated from the third cohort national training program and received official mining licenses, signaling a transformative shift towards a structured and sustainable mining sector in Zambia. The intensive 20-day program, which drew participants from over 300 cooperatives across 9 provinces, equipped miners with vital skills in safe, legal and environmentally responsible mining practices. Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kavoswe declared the event as a turning point for the government's agenda to uplift small-scale miners. Mr. Kavoswe said the program is a clear demonstration of government's commitment to moving mining from informality to a structured and safe contributor to national development. He urged new license holders to protect their formalized status, cautioning against trading their hard-earned credentials for short-term gain. And Muchinga Province Provincial Minister, Mr. Njavwa Simutowe, highlighted the local impact, specifically referencing the gold-rich areas of Kanyelele and Kamambwe. He also acknowledged past challenges, but framed the training as a decisive step forward. Mr. Simutowe said the handover of the certificates and licenses is a powerful signal, which demonstrates the province's willingness to now drive development that benefits the people and protects the land. He said that the government is moving decisively towards a future of safe, legal and community-centered mining. This is contained in a press statement issued by Mines and Mineral Development Public Principal Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo.
In international news, at an Air Force base in Bamako, Mali's army ruler General Assimi Goïta presided over a ceremony marking the creation of a unified force for the Sahel countries. The force is the latest in a series of measures by Burkina Faso, Mali and Niger to achieve